You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you for episode 76 of Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How are you doing today?
Not good. Look at my hand.
Yeah, I know.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I see it.
It's swollen.
Uh-huh.
I had to take my ring finger off.
That is serious.
My ring off my ring finger.
Yes.
We were playing basketball this morning.
Right. And you did a jerk move.
No.
It was a bit of a jerk move because the ball was going out of bounds.
Yeah.
And uncharacteristically, we both ran for it. Normally,
so that was our first problem.
Normally, when the ball is going out of bounds, we'll see that one's going for it and the other one will be like, I'll let him run this one out. But we both ran for it because I think it was getting close there at the end. And so we were going for it. And I went to grab it. And instead of going to grab it, you went to smack it off of my leg. So you like reared back and smacked the ball as hard as you could.
Yeah.
The good thing is it did hit my leg, but then it ricocheted off of your leg and went out of bounds.
Well, I think it bounced off your knee and then came back and hit my hand.
Yes.
And that's when it jammed my knuckle.
Right.
Or jammed my ring finger.
Bad.
And even now, like, I don't know, do you see that bow?
Yeah. It's not good.
It could be broken.
Yeah. But there's nothing you can do.
Well, it hurts a lot.
Well, Adam and the male nurse, Adam also, you get the text I sent you, right?
Yeah.
Adam gave Jason a great breakdown of what his nighttime regimen should be. Medically.
Which wasn't too far off.
Yeah.
I mean, he agreed with a lot of the things I...
Sure.
You know.
Well, I mean, just in general...
He thinks I need to back down my dosages a little bit.
Medicine over... current medicine is over-prescribing pills, you know.
Yeah.
You know. So, Adam obviously falls into that trap, you know. Because I know more about it than he does.
No. This morning, about broke my finger.
Well, no. You, with your jerk move, instead of reaching for the ball and trying to grab it, trying to smack it off of my knee.
Oh, I'm building on this because I also have a bum elbow right now.
Yeah.
So I'm coaching my son's baseball team, and I'm just throwing a lot right now.
Yeah.
And my elbow hurts. It feels like it's going to fall off. And so basically in our game this morning that we play, play almost every day.
We try.
I made more one-pointers. We play by ones and twos.
And normally you're just straight twos.
Well, I'm shooting like three-pointers. I'm shooting three-pointers.
The funny thing is? It just occurred to me. So we played to 20.
Yeah.
But if you go over, then you got to go back to 13. It's never happened. Because we know. Well, it's not going to happen. Nobody's going to accidentally do it. I suppose it's possible.
It's possible, yeah.
So we play that if you go over 20, then you go back to 13. And so normally you... when you win, you won because you made 10 three-pointers.
Yeah.
And so...
I have a good shot.
No, yeah, you do have a good shot. And then I usually win by making maybe like 5 three-pointers.
Yeah.
And then the rest ones or twos, you know, depending on how you look at it. So your shot was off because of your elbow.
Well, here's the... So we start every morning off by playing a game of pig.
Right.
And I noticed I took a couple long shots and pig.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not happening today.
Right.
It's not going to happen. So, basically, I shot – all my pig shots were from, like, 2 feet away, and I knocked you out.
Right.
And pig.
Yeah. Well, because I don't do well under pressure. And you know this.
You're, like, 2 feet away.
I know. Actually, the easier the shot, the more nervous I get. If it was a three-pointer, I do better.
So, whoever wins pig starts off with the ball.
Yes. That's the rule.
So, I start off with the ball.
Yeah.
And I tried a couple long shots early. I'm like, maybe I can just push through. It wasn't happening.
Not happening.
So I started dribbling in. And I don't have a great post game.
No.
Because I can shoot the three.
You don't have a great anything other than a three-point shooting game. That's your game.
I'm okay with that.
That's
your game. And I need to play against a zone where someone could pass me the ball.
You're not good off the dribble.
No.
You can't create your own shot.
No, none of that.
Yeah.
So what I started doing is just backing you down about 12 feet away and doing a giant sky hook.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar
style. Impossible for me to block.
Impossible for you to block.
Mm-hmm.
And I was drilling them. I don't think I missed one.
I knew it was coming. I don't think you did miss one.
I don't think I did miss one. I made
really
like 10.
Super annoying.
I made 10.
I think you made 10 hook shots. Yeah.
Without missing.
I've never seen you shoot a hook shot in my entire life
before. The problem was my left finger's broken and my right arm's going to fall off.
So it's
the only thing I had left.
It's the only option. And you won this morning. regrettably.
Like 20 to 12?
No. It wasn't 20 to 12.
20 to 14.
It was 14. But still, I think at one point I had like a 14 to 9 lead or something like that.
And then I made like 10 sky hooks in a row.
Yeah. Anyway, people don't want to hear about that. But your
house. You asked me how I was doing. My finger hurts.
You used it. You used the how are you doing as an opportunity to brag that you beat me with a potentially broken finger.
Yes.
Okay.
Like I did when we were kids and you charged at me.
Okay. No, we're not going to talk about this because I don't need to get my blood to boil this early in the episode. I'm fine. I'm sitting here. I've got my Redhead Roasters Wendy's coffee in hand. Just a little bit of cream. No sugar.
Okay.
I'm on a bit of a sugar fast, I guess you could say. I'm trying to do the diet equivalent of ESPN Streak for the Cash. I'm streaking. I'm gonna see how many days I can go without sugar.
Okay.
So this is day two, and I've already got the shakes. So, but I've got coffee. I'm kind of in a nice zen mood right now. So I'm not gonna let you pull me down to your level. It's not gonna happen. So you have ESPN Streak for the Cash in front of you.
Yeah.
What do we know?
Last month, Jay Will won.
Jay Will also recently had a baby.
You got something going on right there.
Oh, okay. Was it my coffee?
I don't know what that was.
That was awkward. Yeah. Okay.
He had a big booger on his lip.
Okay. On my mustache.
Yeah. It was good. If I saw that the whole show, it was good.
Yeah,
I
had to take care of it.
I had to say something. Yeah. Uh-huh. Jay Will won with like 16 in a row.
Yeah.
So congratulations. He's also winning again this month. He's tied with Sergeant Knows. They both have
Here's my theory about Jay Will. He's got a newborn at home. What does that mean? He might be taking the night shift every once in a while.
Yeah, so he's watching ESPN.
So he's up with his phone,
watching
ESPN. He's making a midnight Russian hockey pick that he feels pretty good about or something. So I think that's a big advantage for him.
I think that is a big advantage. Shoeless Joe sent me a message 2 or 3 days ago. And he had lost 2 or 3 in a row instantly in April.
Yeah.
And he said, I might as well go for the losing streak.
Sure, yeah.
So the problem with that is I'm beating him with 3 losses in a row. I'm trying to win.
Yeah, yeah, that's a problem.
It is a problem. And then the worst part about it is when you're on a losing streak, you're just picking anything to get back on the board.
Right.
And I just continue to lose. Right. I picked Manchester United to kick like 3 corner shots or something, like before halftime.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what this means.
Okay.
But it was Manchester United. Well, I lost. Whatever. But I bring it up for this reason. Manchester United follows us on Twitter.
They do follow us on Twitter.
That's exciting.
We've had, like, in the last few days, we've had, like, hundreds of followers on Twitter.
Yeah, that's
exciting. The show is blowing up. Literally, our downloads have doubled, like, in the last week.
Yeah.
For some reason, which we don't know.
We don't know. We're getting a lot of Chicago or a lot of Illinois stuff, a lot of Virginia stuff.
Okay. If you are listening to the episode and you want to know about – you can join our group on ESPN Streak for the Cash. It's absolutely free.
Yeah.
So you download the ESPN Streak for the Cash app, and then you join the Lower Road Radio group, and you can play along right into the show. Let us know who you are and all of that good stuff.
You could win $20,000, $30,000, $40,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Which – and we've already covered this, so we don't have to belabor it, but we only expect 40% of the cut.
Well, we're not paying anything.
40% a piece. Like 40% for you, 40%
for
me.
Yeah, we're not paying the $40,000.
No, ESPN
pays the $40,000. Mm-hmm. We expect a cut of your winnings.
Yeah, we want 40%.
Yes.
Each, so you keep 20.
Oh, not 40 me and 40 you. Yeah. 80%.
Yeah, that's 80%. So they get to keep 20. Well, 20% of $40,000 is nothing to sneeze at.
They weren't playing until we told them to play.
Yeah, right.
So, hey.
Okay. You know. So that's that. So you want to do that, and keep along. And always, and we don't do a good job of saying this, but always comment, rate, and subscribe to the podcast.
On every platform.
Anytime you can. Listen, if you listen to the show, and whatever platform you listen to, iTunes, Stitcher,
Player
Podbean,
FM,
whatever it is, however you're listening
to
the show,
radio.
Stop what you're doing right now and write us a 5-star review. Whatever the highest amount of stars that platform allows.
Give us 100 stars.
Sure. It doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah.
So comment, rate, subscribe.
And write a very good, well-worded review.
you had to stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Write us a good review.
Write us a good review. Write us a good review. And so so we do want to mention that. So there's a lot of stuff happening in sports right now. Very exciting stuff. So where do you want to start? You want to start with the NCAA tournament that just ended?
Sure.
Okay. So you and I are really excited about baseball starting.
Why? Okay, first of all, why did they put opening day on the same day as the championship game?
I don't know. Well, the championship game didn't start till like 10 o'clock at night anyway.
Yeah.
It was like 9:20 was the tip off. That's too late.
I was in bed. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I didn't watch a single play.
A friend of the show, Ice Ice B, wrote on Facebook the other day that literally the only reason he's rooting for North Carolina is because they have Jimmy Jackson's son on the team. And we were talking about that before the show. And you're like, because we were basically commenting on how little we know about college basketball.
I've watched less college basketball this year than I ever have before.
I've watched less college basketball all season than I've already watched of baseball.
This year. Yeah. 2 days into the season. Yes. Yeah.
Because what are you going to do? So you said, who is his son? I'm like, I think his name's like Jeremy or Justice or – and we looked it up. It's Justin Jackson.
Yeah.
And you're like –
Well, first of all, when you looked it up, they said he was a football player for apparently the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, a Justin Jackson who plays football for the Cowboys.
Like, that can't be him.
Then we had to find the real Justin Jackson.
And then wait, it came from Maryland or something.
Yeah, then there's some player recently that played for Maryland. So then you were like, well, what are his stats? And then you said, well, I feel like if he was any good, I would know who he is.
Yeah.
Which is a reasonable.
That's a valid argument. Yeah.
And so I looked up his stats. I'm thinking he's probably like the guy, sixth man coming off the bench, you know, something like that.
Had like 7 points a game.
Turns out he's the ACC player of the year. He averages 18 points a game.
He's 6'8", 200 pounds, and will probably get drafted in the top five.
Yeah.
Maybe top 10.
Yeah.
Probably top five in this year's draft.
Yeah. I'd love for the Cavs to take him, if that's possible.
That'd be awesome.
Jimmy Jackson's son.
Yeah.
So I feel like Jimmy Jackson might be the most underrated basketball player of all time. I don't... Honestly. I really believe that.
You're a homer.
I am a homer. But Jimmy Jackson was great.
He was very, very, very good.
People are sleeping on Jimmy Jackson.
He scored 50 points for the Mavs multiple times.
Multiple times!
Yeah. It's hard to do.
I just asked Devin Booker. That's his name, right? Devin Booker.
The minor league baseball player.
No.
Devin Booker? Not that one.
No. I don't know. Justin Jackson. Congratulations. You have the Lauer Rio Salute of the Week because you just did a great job leading your team to
good
a championship.
Job.
It is noteworthy, I guess, that so last year in college basketball and college football, the losers of the championship were Clemson and North Carolina. This year, the winners of the championship in college football and basketball were Clemson and North Carolina.
Yeah.
So, does that hold that next year the winners will be this year's runner? Like, is Gonzaga
going to win next year? No.
Okay. Can you tell me who Clemson beat in the final this year?
Alabama.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Good job. Yeah. It's totally reasonable to say Alabama would be the champion next year, right?
Yeah.
So... next year, I'm calling it right now. The champion.
Alabama and Gonzaga.
I think it's going to start like a 5-year streak of that happening every year. The runner up.
It'll be exciting.
Yeah, I think it'll be exciting. All right, so do you have anything else that you want? Oh, we do want to mention. So we did have a bracket challenge.
Yeah.
And the winner of our bracket challenge is Easy Money 3 or Bird Dog Bandit. Now, we don't know who that is.
No. They need to write into the show.
He has multiple.
Or she.
I feel like. Easy Money 3, Bird Dog Bandit is, I feel like that's a he. I'm not going to lie.
It could be.
Well, either way, I guess I don't want to offend anyone. He did very well, and he won our bracket, and we don't know who he is. And I would just like to know who you are.
I came in fifth.
You came in fifth. So Adam, the male nurse, came in second.
Yeah.
So Bird Dog Bandit, his total amount of points were 1190. Adam had 1140.
It's pretty close.
Very close.
Yeah.
Shelby, your wife, got third place with 1010. So there's a bit of a drop off. Then Sergeant Joe, and then you, and then Shelby again, and then Josh Cramp. Then Shoeless Joe, Easy Money again, Full Buckeye 4, Luke Full.
Oh, yeah.
Shelby again.
Somebody so basically what you're saying is my wife had three brackets ahead of your bracket.
You got to go all the way to 16 before you get to mine. I am very close to Johnny Meadows' mascot battle. Which he basically picked the entire thing on mascots and came pretty close to my for real bracket. So congratulations, Bird Dog Bandit or Easy Money 3, whoever you are. You won.
Yeah.
And you get our Lower Road Radio Salute of the Week. I don't know.
You can have an imaginary mug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were thinking about making some mugs.
Yeah.
And you know, like they call a face, specifically an ugly face, a mug. You know, look at his mug, you know. So we thought about putting our big ugly faces on either side of the mug with an LRR down the middle.
Yeah.
So if you are willing to pay $25 for a mug with our faces on them, write into the show and we'll get one out to you.
Yeah. If you,
I better not say that because John, I think John would do it. John's already got my PayPal information because he's already a
stockholder.
He's already a stockholder with the show.
He holds shares. He's that a money, primary shareholder.
And that money, I just want to let you know, John, that money is still in my PayPal. So has not been used to improve the show one bit.
We're saving it up for something good.
I'm waiting because at some point we're going to need to buy something for the show.
He might want to cash out.
It's not going to. Yeah, it's not going to get any lower.
Cash out, we need to have that money available to pay him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Mm.
So if you want to buy stocks of the show, you could buy a normal stock for $10. If you buy a premium stock, you might also get a mug. Premium stock is $25.
A premium stock is $25.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
We're like the Green Bay Packers of podcasting.
Yeah. We're owned by the people.
By the people.
For the people. With the people.
With the people?
I don't know.
It's all about, you got to give the people what they want.
Peeps.
Bob Marley once said that. Got to give the people what they want. All right. So that's that. Do we want to talk about the NBA or do we want MVP or do we want to talk about Tony Romo?
Well, let's get the Romo out of the way.
Let's get the Romo out of the way.
He quit.
Yep, he quit.
He quit.
I think that there were some offers on the table. I think Houston wanted him.
Yeah.
I think Denver wanted him.
Yes. I think he could have been really good with Denver.
A good fit, but then again, I read a story today that said Tony Romo was unable to come to his press conference because he tripped and injured himself on the way up the podium or something like that. So he might have gotten hurt. I think if I'm like Tony Romo's friend, I would probably say, you know, you've done a lot.
He doesn't have a championship, though.
I know.
And you just saw what Peyton Manning did. He hopped over there for 2 years and won.
But literally, another season of NFL football for a guy like that could take literally years off of his life.
Yeah, he could also win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think it's a reasonable decision.
Yeah.
And he seems to be happy.
Listen, I really don't fault a guy for quitting for health purposes.
Sure.
And if that's why he's quitting, then that's fine.
Yeah. So, and from his standpoint, I think he probably likes to stay a Cowboy. Cowboy fans seem to be happy about that.
Yeah.
That he's not going to wear another jersey.
Yeah.
I personally would have liked to seen him gone somewhere interesting.
Would you call him the third best Cowboy quarterback ever?
Roger Staubach, Troy Aikman, Quincy Carter, Doug Hogaboom.
Bernie Kosar was there for like two or three games.
Danny White.
Ooh.
Honestly, I think it probably, I don't know. I never really saw Danny White play. But I think some people thought he was pretty good. Probably he's the third best. I don't know. Is Dak Prescott the third best Cowboy quarterback?
To be continued. I don't know.
He might be the best.
If he wins a couple championships, he could be.
Yeah.
It's too early to
tell.
Right now, it's Staubach and Aikman and Romo's number three.
Yeah, but without a championship, he's like a, it's like 1A. Well, somebody's honking at us. Would it be 1A, 2A, 3B?
I don't know how that works.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's the tier up there with Staubach and Aikman.
That's
their
1-2. Yeah.
And then there's a whole other tier that Tony Romo is on the top of.
Right.
But without a championship, he should have held on to that kick. When he was holding
Yeah.
Every time I watch that, because they'll show it every once in a while, I still think he's going to run it in the end zone.
I know.
Like, every time I'm like, oh. Like, I get caught up in it. Because he's got the angle.
I feel like he lets up a little bit.
Because he figures he's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
If he just reached, stretched, went for a little bit, well, he could have had it.
And they could have won.
Everything could have been.
They could have won a Super Bowl that year, which maybe could have started a string of Super Bowls.
Which means they never draft Dak Prescott.
Which means he's the greatest NFL quarterback of all time because he took some from Brady. You know, he won the ones that Brady should have won.
Yeah.
Man, it's like a what do they call that? A sliding doors situation?
I don't know.
Or a butterfly? What's that?
Butterfly effect.
Butterfly effect situation.
Yeah. You kill a butterfly in China, and then
Hitler never died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
All right. So Tony Romo's gone. We're happy for him, but we wish he would have stayed. Who knows if it's the right decision?
I've had Tony Romo on my fantasy team for years, and he puts up good fantasy numbers when healthy.
Yeah.
He puts up very good fantasy numbers.
You don't ever have to draft him too high because your Tom Brady's and your other guys go first. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Tony Romo. Tony. We wish you the best. Come on the show and talk about – here's the thing, Tony, all right? You're going to now talk about football all the time.
Yeah.
Here's my pledge to you. I'll bet Tony Romo's into something that's not football. I'll bet he's like an avid – he's a cowboy. I'll bet he's like an avid checkers player. Okay. Or he's like super into like polo, you know. Or
ultimate frisbee.
New Zealand rugby. You know, like just something.
Frisbee golf.
Anything.
Yeah.
Tony, when you come on the show, you don't have to talk about football.
No.
Come in and talk about your favorite band.
Yeah.
Talk about what the movie you saw last. We care about you as a person.
That's right.
Not about you as a football analyst.
So speaking of that, Deion Sanders posted something on Twitter the other day.
Yeah.
And said, I'm waiting for an airplane and I want to do an Ask Prime session. Ask me anything you want, hashtag Ask Prime.
Okay.
So as the Lower Road Radio representative.
Of Twitter.
Access to our Twitter account. I'm like, I want to ask something that like will get a reaction.
Yes.
So did you see this?
I don't remember what the question was.
Just guess what you think the question
was. What's your favorite color?
No.
What was it?
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
He did not respond.
He did not respond. My thought was, it's like, this could be so, like, out of left field that he will respond to it. Because everybody's going to go, who's the best quarterback in Cowboy history? Sports. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to be different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I thought that could strike up a conversation, and then all of a sudden, no, it didn't.
What's
it didn't
up, work. Deion? You think you're better than us?
He is better than us.
Yes.
In every facet.
He's more athletic than we are.
Yeah.
Much wealthier than we are. Better looking.
He has more hair, and he's bald.
Yes. More charisma.
Yeah.
Funnier.
Yeah.
A better person.
In general, yes.
Probably a better husband and father.
Yes. keep going. Don't stop now.
More self-control.
Yeah.
More intelligent. He graduated from
a real
Florida
college.
State. I don't know if he graduated.
He's a multi-sport athlete. Yeah.
So Deion, you think you're better than us? Just because you are doesn't give you the right to not answer our. You know, you put it out there, Deion. Like that question wasn't answered.
Right.
I gotta be honest with you, Jason. I saw that and I was like, okay, that's a bit of a reach, but I didn't realize that he was asking for it.
Oh no, he asked for it.
So since he asked for it,
yeah.
You put it out there. You have a responsibility to the people to answer the questions that you asked for.
That's right.
You asked for the questions.
That's absolutely
we
right.
We gave you a question.
Right.
What a jerk.
Jerk move, Deion.
Deion, who do you think you are? Please come on the show. Please.
I'm sorry.
It would help us so much. I mean, just – should I edit that last part out where I was upset?
Yeah, cut it out.
Okay.
I met him one time. I shook his hand.
You did?
Yeah.
When?
Tulsa.
Why was he in Tulsa?
I don't know.
And you shook his hand?
Yeah.
Did you call him Mr. Sanders?
Mr. Primetime.
Mr. Time, I think.
Mr. Time.
Sounds like a science fiction character.
Mr. Time.
Mr. Time.
Dr. Strange, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, there you go. So
as we're talking, I just got a notification on my tablet here. Westbrook ties Oscar with 41st triple-double.
Oh,
so he just, in tonight's game, got his 41st triple-double of the year.
And so 42 will break the record.
And he's got five games left?
Five games left.
Yeah.
After tonight. So after tonight, at halftime I checked, he just needs, for the rest of the year, 25 assists and 8 rebounds in five games.
To complete the...
I think
averaging of the
triple-double. Oh, I'm sorry. 27 assists and 5 rebounds. 27 assists and 5 rebounds in five and a half games to complete the averaging a triple double. So it seems to be locked. It's a total lock.
Yeah.
Unless he gets injured, obviously.
Something drastic would have to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he might get it in two games.
Yeah, I was going to say two or three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the NBA MVP race is probably the best one since I don't know when.
Ever.
Yeah. It might be the best one ever. I believe that there are four guys this year that could win it easily in other years.
Yes.
That would have been hands down the guy.
Okay,
Guys doing something that nobody's ever done before.
Just say who the four guys are.
Okay.
And then make your case for who you think it should be.
Okay. Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
James Harden.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
And LeBron James.
Okay.
I obviously believe that LeBron James is the best basketball player on the face of the planet. Now, the MVP, this is a stupid sports argument that people talk about all the time, but MVP isn't necessarily who you think the best basketball player is currently. It's who's the guy that had the most valuable season this season.
Right.
That's why, like, Steve Nash wins it when he's playing in the same league as Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq's a better player,
right?
But Steve Nash had such an incredible year. Stephen Curry wins it, even though he's not as good as LeBron, but he had a better year. So that being said,
and the better team,
LeBron is an all-time great player.
Yes,
by anybody that knows anything about basketball, it's a consensus that he's a top five player of all time. And this year, he's having his greatest statistical season ever. Right?
Yeah.
So this is an all-time great career, and this is his best season, statistically speaking, of all of the seasons that he's had.
Right.
This is the only time that anybody in the history of basketball is going to average, I wrote it down, 25 points, 8 assists, 8 rebounds, while shooting 54 or 56% or something like that from the field.
Yeah.
So he's doing something that nobody's ever done before in a career that's phenomenal. That's an all-time great career. And so if you just put that in a vacuum and said, here's LeBron James, you know, it's like if you said, this is Larry Bird's best season.
Are you making the case? Are you saying LeBron should win it?
If I had a vote, I would look really hard at LeBron for like 10 minutes.
Okay, here's the problem I have with LeBron.
Yeah.
Is it appears as though the Cavs are falling apart.
Listen,
hey, that's part of the MVP argument.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay.
Like, Houston is significantly better because of Harden.
Yeah.
And he is making their team better, and Houston continues to get better.
You could argue that Houston is significantly better because this year Mark D'Antonio is their coach. Yeah. And all of a sudden, there's a system in place that helps James Harden in a way that he's never had before.
You could also argue the fact that the cancer in the clubhouse is gone.
Dwight Howard. Yeah, that's a good argument. But I think
Harden is getting better.
Yeah.
I think Harden is getting better.
And this is the perfect system for him. Right. This system that he's in now was created for James Harden.
Right.
James Harden is doing something that nobody's ever done before this year. He is going to be the first player ever to score 2,000 points in a season and assist on 2,000 points in the same season.
Right.
So he's responsible for 2,000 points personally, and he's responsible for 2,000 points assisting of those 2,000 points.
So around 1,000 assists, if they're all two-pointers.
Yeah, except
some of them are three-pointers.
LeBron and James Harden significantly lead the league this year in assist of three-pointers.
Okay.
So nobody's assisting three-pointers more than LeBron and James Harden.
Okay.
And it's a good lead, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy that's third place, I don't know. It was a while ago when I checked, so maybe somebody's made up some ground. So I don't know how many assists that is, but they're valuable assists.
Yeah.
You know? So you have a good argument for James Harden. Here's what I would do. If I could – do
Who's
you rank
fourth?
It? Kawhi.
Harden, Westbrook. Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
He's going to – first of all, he's carrying a very good team.
Yes.
He's the best player on a very good team.
Yes.
He's scoring. He's doing – I mean, he's filling out the stat sheet very well. And this year, as
– this is unheard of.
This is crazy. He's going to have more steals than fouls.
Yes, personal fouls.
That's hard on so many different levels.
Yeah.
Because if you're getting a lot of steals, it means you're being aggressive.
That's right.
And just in the act of being aggressive, you're going to get fouls.
Yeah.
Just the way it is. But to have more steals than fouls. So he's the best defensive player in the league.
right
this year.
Without a doubt.
I think everybody agrees he's the best defensive player in the year,
yeah.
the league. And let me look up his offensive stats because it's worth mentioning because you can make a really good case for Kawhi Leonard as the MVP this year with, you know, everything that everybody else is doing.
The problem is, in this argument, the defensive stats aren't as sexy as the other stats.
Right.
They're just not. What do you got there?
So, this year, he's averaging 25 points a game, 5.9 rebounds, and 3.6 assists. But he's getting a good amount of blocks, and obviously the steals thing. It's the best defensive player in the league that's also averaging 25.9. So he's averaging 26 points a game, and he's the best defensive. Yeah. What? I mean, if Mutombo had averaged 26 points a game, he'd have won the MVP multiple times.
Yeah.
So if anybody voted for any of these guys, I would be okay with it. Honestly. Because I feel like you can make a really good case for anybody. And then Westbrook, averaging a triple-double. Shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's stupid.
Yeah.
And to have 42 triple-doubles in the same season?
Yeah.
I never, ever, ever would have thought that would have happened.
I remember you and I talked about that a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think before the podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, that'll never be done.
No.
That will never be done.
No, that'll never be done.
No, never
be done. Not today's NBA.
No. Completely different.
And so he did it. So I think if you have a vote, I think you have to fill out a top five for MVP.
Okay.
And so that way there's like a tiebreaker
right.
for second place votes.
Okay, so you put them in order.
So here's my order, okay? This is so tough. Here's my order. Oh, man. The problem is I'm such a homer.
Okay, wait.
It's hard for me to separate LeBron.
Do you got another pen over there?
Like,
let me write down mine and you write down yours.
Okay.
Because I don't want to influence them one way or the other.
Should we, let me make sure this pen works. Should we,
you got a piece of scrap there?
Yeah. Whoop. Okay.
Your to-do list.
Maybe we should, yeah, I have a to-do list. Maybe we should pause the podcast here.
Okay.
Should we do that?
Hey, can we throw a little Jeopardy music?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Jeopardy music's happening now.
Pause. Are we just doing top four?
I wouldn't even know who to put as number five. It would have been Durant if he had stayed healthy. Okay, we're back. The Jeopardy music is over.
Yeah. Very intense. Dan covered up his sheet.
I hate what I'm about ready to do.
I know what you're going to do, and okay. I love it.
What's yours?
Westbrook.
Number one, yeah.
Number two, Harden.
Okay.
Number three, Leonard.
Yeah.
Number four, James.
I have Westbrook number one.
Okay.
I put Kawhi number two.
Wow.
I just talked myself into Kawhi.
Yeah.
Because he is...
This is an all-time great defensive season,
mm-hmm.
and he's averaging 26 points a game.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You know, I heard Bill Simmons say, and Bill Simmons knows about as much about NBA basketball as anybody. Bill Simmons said that he now has Kawhi Leonard over Scottie Pippen as the best like perimeter defender he's ever seen.
Yeah, I can buy it.
So I have Kawhi number two, I have Harden number three,
yeah.
and I have LeBron number four.
The LeBron lover.
I just, the things that those other three guys are doing
are historically great.
Yeah.
Now, although James is doing
he's doing something historical that nobody's ever done. They're all historical. Westbrook's team is the worst team of those four teams. So that's what makes, that's the downfall for him. But I just.
How can you average a triple double? He just averaged a
triple double. And some people have criticized it and they say, well, no, the big guys on his team, they don't go for some rebounds when they see he's coming in so he can get the rebounds.
That's stupid.
Forget. No. You don't. You can, on a specific night, you can get a triple double because of that.
Right.
If your guys, like if your forwards or centers, they see you're two rebounds away and there's 5 minutes to go and it's not that close, they're going to do that kind of stuff. But not, you can't consistently do that all year.
I just feel like Westbrook is going 100% of the time. And I feel like, I guess Kawhi Leonard does and Harden does.
No, they all do. They all do. And it's more, you know, it's so much fun to watch Westbrook.
Oh, yeah. He's my favorite player to watch.
You know, I watched a full Harden game the other day. I was on vacation for spring break. Went to the scenic, beautiful Commonwealth of Kentucky.
The Bluegrass State.
The Bluegrass State. And anyway, it was in the hotel room, and the kids had fallen asleep. And it was a West Coast game, and it had just come on. I'm like, I'm going to watch this. And I was watching James Harden. And I've seen games of his before, but, you know, life is distracting. And you don't always just get to sit down and focus in on something.
Right.
And because it's a West Coast team and I don't really, you know. I watched the whole game. I'm like, dang, he's really good. Like, just really, really good.
Yeah.
So, there you go. It hurts me.
I know.
It really... And like I said, you could put these four in any order you want, and I'm okay with it.
I think the hardest one to put number one is Harden.
You think so?
Although I have him two on my list.
I considered all of these guys for one. Honestly, if I wrote this list tomorrow, it might look completely different. Just because I think it's so evenly matched.
I know. I think Westbrook has to win.
I think so. It's triple-double.
Triple-double over a whole year.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
And he's had 42 of them.
And not only that, but he's scoring a ton of points. I think he's going to lead the league in points.
Yeah.
So he's averaging a triple-double, and he's scoring more points than anybody else.
Yeah.
This year he had a perfect triple-double, which means he was perfect from the field, perfect from the free throw line, had no turnovers, and a triple-double.
That's insane.
It's never happened
in the history of basketball. It doesn't make sense.
Like, he also has the highest point total for a triple-double in a single game ever. So he scored 47 points and a triple-double.
If you insert those stats into a video game, he'd be unstoppable.
It'd be like, this does not compute.
Yeah.
The game will blow up.
Well, it's like, you know, when you can customize your own players. And I don't know. I haven't played sports video games in a long time.
It's been a while.
But it used to be like a Madden, NCAA football and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You could make everybody a 99. Like a perfect across the board.
I once made LeBron James the quarterback for the Cleveland Cavs.
Yeah.
So I gave him the LeBron James dimensions.
Like 6'8".
Except I gave him 99 everything.
Yeah.
And so basically shotgun run, run. Every once in a while.
Hail Mary.
Chuck it deep.
Yeah.
And I think I drafted Randy Moss. So I had like Randy Moss. It was an amazing season.
But those are the numbers you put in for Westbrook.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
They're stupid. All right. Well, there you go. That's everything you need to know. Baseball starting. And I'm so excited about baseball. I've watched so much baseball, and we're out of time.
Yeah.
The music's already happening.
I know.
We'll just have to talk about baseball later. It's a long season. All right. Well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.